Hi. Ciao.
Shalom.
Ni hao.
Hallo.
Oi pessoal.
Bonjour.
Hola y bienvenido.
Velkommen til Aarhus Universitet.
Heißen Sie willkommen.
E benvenuti all'international
podcast.
Podcast.
La podcast.
Podcast.
La Aarhus Universitet 国际学生 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Universe International Podcast. Today we're going to be talking with Moimi Nagasaki, an exchange student from Japan, and she is hosting an event this Friday, April 1st, in the International Center of Aarhus University to raise money for relief efforts in Japan. And the event will be from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 8. It's going to be live music, beer, should be a good time, and it's for a good cause. So we're going to talk a little bit today about the event and about what's going on back in Japan. Moimi, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, tell me first off what you will be doing tomorrow, when and where, and what the benefit is for.
Okay, I will hold an event tomorrow at International Center basement floor. And our event is for the supporting Japan by donating the money. And we're gonna send the money to the Danish Red Cross, and they're gonna send it to the Japanese Red Cross so that Japanese can use it for the likable thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When did you get the idea to have an event like this?
After a few days of the earthquake happened, mm-hmm. you know, we're gonna try to find some way to support Japan, mm-hmm. and we try to do the collect money on downtown, just turning and collecting and asking people to give money mm-hmm. in downtown, but it's not allowed without permission, mm-hmm. and we couldn't get a permission in short period. Okay. So we're gonna decide to hold the event.
Has the university been helpful to you getting this organized?
Yeah. International Center has helped us a lot, and the Japanese students in office and the International Center is organizer of the event.
Great. Now, you were telling me earlier that you are from Akita, which is in southern Japan, but you go to
Okinawa.
Okinawa, sorry. That's in southern Japan.
Yeah.
And then you go to university in Akita, which is in the north, which is relatively close to where the earthquake tsunami was.
Yeah.
What's it been like for you to see the events going on back home from Denmark?
Actually, it was, you know, I couldn't believe it as a little. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, like, my first impression is it's like a movie.
Right.
And I couldn't believe it. But some of my friends couldn't contact their families, and I couldn't contact with several friends, and it was kind of terrible period. And the other Japanese students in office also couldn't contact with their family because of the phone line messed up.
Right.
And that's, you know, a few days after the earthquake is kind of terrible, horrible, you know, period. Yeah.
So you saw the pictures and the videos, and was that one of the worst parts for you?
Yeah, exactly. Especially the tsunami of the east coast of the northeast, east coast of the Japan is kind of terrible.
Is doing something like this event that you're having kind of a way for you to help even though you're not there?
Exactly. In Denmark, because we are in Denmark now, so mm-hmm. we can't go there and help directly, mm-hmm. but we can do something to Japan for, you know, mm-hmm. just like this one or some kind of thing. So we just decided to support Japan from outside and mm-hmm. tell the Japanese people to, even though in foreign countries there are so many people who is caring about Japan and, you know, cheering up them, something like that. So I want to tell the Japanese people the truth of the foreign countries. Mm. Yeah.
The helpfulness and the supportiveness of the Japanese people is something that I've read about a lot on the news, and that there's no people are not stealing, and there's not violence, that the Japanese, even after this disaster, have been very helpful to one another. Does that surprise you at all? Or is that just the way the Japanese mentality is?
I don't know. I'm not sure, because it's kind of Japanese mentality, because, you know, we like to be getting along with them. But it's kind of also surprised, because, you know, after the chaos situation, even though after the chaos situation, Japanese getting helping each other, and that's kind of surprisable. I mean, surprising things. Yeah, but yeah, it may be a part of the Japanese. Yeah.
Is there anything else that people should know or need to know that I forgot to ask about?
We're going to serve the Japanese beer.
Okay.
And sushi.
Okay.
Cool. And green tea flavor cake. And we're going to do some game, like lock, scissors, and paper.
Okay.
It's called Janken in Japan, and it's very popular game.
Okay.
Too, in Japan. So we're going to have a game, and we're going to have a live, like acoustic guitar live, which is held by the Japanese study students.
Okay.
So please check it out.
Great. Yeah. Beer, games, live music.
That's good.
And of course, it's for a great cause. So, Moimi, good luck with that. I appreciate you taking the time to chat.
Yeah.
And best of luck.
Thank you.